This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. When feedstocks are tight, think outside the box. That advice comes from Joe Bender, veterinarian and a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He says food destined for the trash could help meet the needs of your dairy cattle, even some of the stranger things.
Probably the weirdest one we've used is reclaimed ketchup. It was basically ketchup that there was a mistake and it had too much sugar in it. So not good for people, but it's a good thing for dairy cows. So we actually replaced molasses and with some reclaimed ketchup, it came in on a tanker and we pumped it into the tank. So that's probably been the weirdest.
But it doesn't stop there.
We've done cornstarch, we've done chickpea flour, we've done cereal fines, which we say cereal fines rather than floor sweepings. A lot of the chocolate products, especially on the East Coast with our relative proximity to the Hershey Company, those always seem to be floating around. And then a lot of the bakery products, whether it's pretzels or some type of pasta, some type of cereal become very common.
Before you try something new to stretch your cattle food dollars, Bender says it's important to prepare.
So cows generally don't care if they get their sugar from molasses or from ketchup or from discarded oranges. So cows have a nutrient requirement. They don't have a ketchup requirement or a molasses requirement. So they actually handle it very well.
Bender says they start these unusual ingredients at lower inclusion rates.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.